In the North Woods, land owned by the Franciscan Sisters of Perpetual Adoration was given back to its original landowners. Here and Now reporter Erica Aisi traveled to Arborvita, where the Lac des Flambeaux Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians reclaimed a part of their indigenous lands from Catholic sisters who operated an Indian boarding school.
Signed, sealed, and delivered.
All right, that officially concludes the transfer of the property to the Lac des Flambeaux tribe.
The Franciscan Sisters of Perpetual Adoration are the first known Catholic orders of sisters to transfer land to its original Native American owners in an act of reparations for colonization during the federal Indian boarding school era.
We FSPA have been exploring what it means to unveil our white privilege, including the responsibility that comes with the privilege.
Sue Ernster, president of the FSPA, says the sisters acknowledge their dark legacy of colonialism through truth, healing, and a land transfer of their Marywood Franciscan Spirituality Center to the Lac des Flambeaux Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians.
We've become aware of how we've been complicit and have benefited from the systems that have kept others out, such as the Lac des Flambeaux.
Lac des Flambeaux children attended the St. Mary's Indian Boarding School in Odanah, which the FSPA operated for 86 years, during a period when the U.S. government removed Native American children from their families and forcibly assimilated them into Euro-American Catholic culture.
Does giving land back to Native Americans reconcile the past?
It's a step. It does not fully reconcile. There's nothing, I believe, that can fully reconcile for the trauma that has been inflicted over these years.
Ernster says when the sisters realized that they no longer needed their center, they collaborated with Brittany Cotellis of Land Justice Futures to learn how to incorporate land justice into their reckoning.
We knew that it was the time to reignite the relationship with the Lac des Flambeaux and see if they would be interested in purchasing the property. This is not a market rate transaction, it's a land back. The tribe is paying $30,000 for the property.
The FSPA purchased the property for $30,000 in 1966. John Johnson, president of the Lac des Flambeaux, says his counteroffer was a dollar.
I had just asked him, I said, how did you get our land? And I don't mean mine per se or my tribe, but every Ojibwe person in the state of Wisconsin.
The Lac des Flambeaux ceded or gave up their land to the federal government in the 1854 Treaty of La Pointe. Johnson says the tribe's business department felt $30,000 was fair, considering the property's current market value.
When I first heard, you know, it was like $2.6 million, and then I heard it was, you know, they had to offer $3 million, and, you know, the price could have kept going up and up and up.
Marywood is nearly 2 acres, including an office, lodge, and cabins, situated along Trout Lake.
And as you look out onto these islands out here, those were once inhabited by all of our relatives here, and there are families in Lac des Flambeaux that were raised on them islands.
Giving this land back to its original Native American owners presents challenges. It's situated just outside the Lac des Flambeaux Reservation, subjecting it to taxation.
There's also processes that tribes can place that land into trust and protect it from taxation.
Philomena Quebec, tribal attorney and enrolled member of the Bad River Tribe, says the process can be complex.
The fee to trust application can be opposed by municipalities.
We're looking at this for midterm potential opportunities for professionals coming to work in the tribe.
For now, Larry Turner of the Lac des Flambeaux Business Development Corporation says they're not expecting to make a profit from the land transfer and will use the property for professional housing.
We have such a huge shortage of professionals in the tribe, including traveling nurses, doctors for the clinic, management for the Business Development Corp, and there's no rentals up here.
Johnson says he also wants to use their reclaimed land to sustain their Ojibwe culture to future generations.
out on the lake here in the wintertime. We're gonna probably set up a tent or something, you know, and do some spearing here in the winter for muscle lunge and stuff like that.
The FSPA's former Indian boarding school was demolished and is now St. Mary's Parish on the Bad River Tribal Reservation. In documents acquired by ICT, the Catholic Church was given at least 10,000 acres of land by the federal government to operate Indian boarding schools across the country, including three schools in Wisconsin. Although the Catholic Diocese of Superior says all of its land is currently in use and unavailable for land transfers to tribes, the FSPA says their land transfer is about reckoning.
What is it we can learn from this so that we can move forward?
And reclamation for the tribe.
All this land that you see around here should be rightfully ours anyway.
In Arborvita, I'm Erica Isi for Here and Now and ICT.